Welcome to the Arise Podcast. I'm Tanya Anderson, CEO at Arise. It's my pleasure to have with me today Claudia Heritage and Mia DeFrancesco. And Claudia and Mia are both medical students at Upstate Medical University, but more importantly, from my perspective, volunteers in our adaptive design program. So welcome, Claudia, and welcome, Mia.
Happy to be here.
Thank you.
So we've done a bunch of podcasts about adaptive design, which is really one of the coolest things we do here at Arise, where volunteers like you come together in a community of makers and you make devices, adaptive equipment for individuals with disabilities, usually children. And so we're going to not really talk about the program so much because we have done podcasts about that, but I'm really interested in how each of you came to become involved with adaptive design. So Claudia, I'll start with you.
Sure. So part of one of the electives I took this past year at Upstate as one of my curriculum was called the Complex Care Clinic Elective, and part of that elective was coming to Arise for a few sessions to volunteer to see what's going on. And why that was part of that elective is that something that I want to do when I'm older is to work with people with disability. And that could be from when, as a child, if they have cerebral palsy or if they have any other developmental delay. And then they grow up to become complex adults right. who need extra care, adults who need a lot of supervision, adults who need adaptive equipment. And so that elective was really cool that we got to come and work here at Arise and see all the great things that is being done here. And so I think that is how I got involved. And then because of all the people and all the great work that's being done here, I have just stayed. So that elective was back in this past fall, and now it's March. And so I've come every single week. It's the favorite part of my week. If I don't get to come to Arise that week, I'm sad. And then the following week, I come twice. Because it's just something that I really love to do, and it brings me a lot of joy.
Oh, thank you. You do get hooked on mm-hmm. that whole culture down there in our workshop. So, Mia, how did you get involved?
So I have a little bit of a different story from Claudia. I actually am part of the Upstate Art Alliance, which is a club started by one of my classmates, Nathan. And we were sort of looking for various like community engagement opportunities for our members to see that sort of tried to intersect art and medicine. Okay. And also even just to allow us to have some sort of creative outlet as well. So that's actually how I found you guys. One of our e-board members, Margarita, stumbled across, I think, your page on the internet.
Okay.
And was like, this seems like a really incredible opportunity, and we would like to get involved. So a bunch of our executive board members came out just to kind of see what you guys were about. And I think after that first visit, we were all pretty hooked on it. I know there's quite a few of us that over the last like year and a half or so still come pretty consistently. Like we try to do, but the schedule can get a little tough, but right. like once a month.
Wow.
And it's amazing how we've seen the development of projects over time.
Right.
So one of the projects like we pretty worked on pretty closely with Connor was called AT Village, and pretty much it was where we designed a whole interactive village. Pretty much, we made like a post office and a school, and they all had sort of these interactive tools that you could use. And
this would be for kids?
Yeah, so it was all geared toward children. And it sort of just gave them it was sort of like a real-life playhouse, essentially.
Sounds wonderful. I'd like to go there.
Yeah, it was incredible. But, yeah, that's sort of how I got started and where we are now.
Wow. And for folks who aren't familiar with adaptive design, they might think, okay, adaptive equipment and art, where does that intersect? But because a lot of times we're working with children, the devices that we build, volunteers like you paint and put beautiful illustrations and designs based on what is the child's interest. So we've got standing frames with Disney characters and princesses and flowers and superheroes and just all kinds of things. So I imagine that you've helped to do some of that artwork.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And that's sort of what's so beautiful about adaptive design, I think, is you can really customize it to the child. There's no request that's too broad, and especially since they're growing, these pediatric cases, they're growing so fast.
Right.
It's sort of makes it a better, it's better than just getting a hunk of metal.
Like, because it's personal
in a standard,
to the child.
Yes, or something like that, yeah. So it's very personalized, and I think that resonates not only with the kids but with the parents as well.
Right, right. So, Claudia, it is interesting how the two of you came to this such a different angle, but you ended up in the same place. So in terms of your academic work and coming to ADAPT Design, were you surprised by some of the devices? What struck you in terms of what was happening in our workshop with Connor McGough, our coordinator, that is not happening in a classroom or not happening in other settings?
Yeah, definitely. I think one of the big things that struck me, like the first time you walk into the workshop, you see all of these beautiful, bright colors of equipment, and then Connor says, this is all made out of cardboard. And you're like, there's no way. There's a couch in there. There's all of these big, like, standers, which patients who have weakness in their legs or low tone in their abdominal muscles, they can use that to kind of help work on those muscles and get better. And I'd say that just seeing all of that, it's just shocking at first. And they are like, stand on it. See, it's really strong materials. It's really cool to see that. And then I think the other like big shocking thing when you walk into that room is just all the people working there. There's all different people in there. There's physical therapists. There's medical students like us. There's high school students that come from their tech class. And just seeing everybody working collaboratively is really, really cool. The other thing that I love to see is when families get to come in,
right,
and they get to do their fittings to say, we need to measure this child to see how big we need to make the equipment, because we really want to make it work for them. And so the families are really a big part of the process. Having them be involved is really fun. And then also they get to paint sometimes too. We'll set them up when they come into the workshop to get to paint some of their equipment. Or if they can't be there, Connor will always text them, be like, these were the colors we're thinking. What do you think? And we never start a project until we get that okay from the family, because we really want them to be okay with everything that is going to be in their home and that they're going to be using most days.
Right. And I'm so glad you mentioned that, because, you know, as an independent living center, we're all about giving people with disabilities power and choice and control over what's going on in their lives. And adaptive design is completely like that, because, as you mentioned, the person getting the device, whether it's a child with their family or an adult, they basically come to us and say, you know, this is my situation, my problem, let's solve it together. And you truly do solve it together, which is not the case, I would imagine, coming from a medical field where you're sometimes presumed to have answers and solutions. Certainly you're collaborative with the patients that are in front of you, but it's a different dynamic, I would imagine. And Mia, you're nodding your head there.
Yeah, it's definitely, it's different in some ways and same in others. And I think that's why a lot of us have taken so well to Arise too, because we've at least at Upstate, we really try to focus on like interdisciplinary work. Like, how can we as medical students collaborate with our attending physicians, our residents, social work, like pediatric, like life specialists in the peds department. Like, we all try to collaborate for a common good, and that translates so well to Arise, because you have, like Claudia said, you have physical therapy students, you have engineering students that are trying to actually design, like, just sketch out on paper, like, if a patient has a certain need that maybe we haven't done before, they will come up with it.
They problem solve on
yes,
the spot.
Yes, problem mm-hmm. solve on the spot, exactly.
Right. Yeah.
And so, like, I come from more like the art side of it, but when you all sort of get that working, get the juice flowing, get working together, it really creates like such a beautiful, beautiful thing.
It is very, very creative and very collaborative. Absolutely, and I'd say it's magical down there, actually, because it's all ages, it's all disciplines, all disabilities. It's really there's no limit to what can happen down there, is there? No.
Oh.
So either of you can jump into this one, but what do you think that your experience with adaptive design, how do you think it will influence the work that you're going to go on to do? I mean, you're in med school now, you've got your whole careers ahead of you. How do you think this experience will inform your work going forward?
I can start.
Okay,
I'll say, So because I want to work with a patient population that's very similar to the patient population that Arise services, I'd say that a big part of my experience working with Arise and what I'll take away is that this is a service that exists out there. I don't think everyone knows that this is something that exists and something that's very needed in the community. And so a really nice part about Arise is that we're using low-cost materials to make these adaptive equipment that is needed. And so I think a big takeaway, and also things that I've heard in the workshop, is how much we sometimes have people coming from states away all the way up here and asking for requests of equipment that they need because they've heard through the grapevine of the great work we do here. And so when I go on into my future, into residency, and then into my future career, wanting to find something like this in the local area or getting it started or even knowing that here in Syracuse, New York, we have this great program that I could refer patients to in the future if they needed some type of adaptive equipment specifically for themselves. I think that's really great to know that this is a resource that exists.
Absolutely. And I know that our coordinators are deliberate in terms of open sourcing everything so that it is available throughout the community and trying to grow this movement. It really is a movement. So, yeah, thank you for that. So, Mia, how do you think this is going to affect your career going forward?
I think going forward, this whole experience really has shown me how it is so important to connect with families. Like, we in medicine place so much emphasis on the patient and right. trying to fix whatever's going on there. But they have a whole community of people around them that also want to know what's going on and also want to help. And when you gain the trust of those people around them, it helps, like, the patient trust you more.
Right.
So in being here and communicating with families and just sitting and listening, hearing what they actually need. And you can almost, once you sit down and listen with them, you can almost see the sense of relief that just kind of washes over their face. It's like a very palpable feeling when you're there with them. Because they're like, oh my gosh, like, somebody sat here and listened to me and this is going to work. Like, we might not have an idea of what's going on right now, but they're gonna find a way to make it work.
Right.
So I think that's something that I've taken from these experiences here at Arise that will definitely carry forward into my medical career.
Wow. That's so wise, not just for someone embarking on a medical career, but really for any of us, is to, especially in this world that is so busy and so noisy, is to sit and listen to each other, whether it's someone with a disability who, unfortunately, people with disabilities are often marginalized and not listened to, but really to any of us, to sit and listen, not anticipate what you're going to respond, but just, and not and say, okay, how am I going to solve this problem, but just really to listen and validate. I mean, that's a great lesson, I think, certainly for me, mm-hmm. and thank you for bringing that up. Wow.
Yeah.
So is there a particular family or project that you've worked on that really stands out for either of you?
I'd say a newer project that's going on in the workshop that I think is really cool that I've worked on a lot recently is that those standing devices that we build for patients who have that lower body tone or that lower abdominal muscle tone, we have been trying to build those faster because that's something that's really highly requested in the workshop. So we're trying to find a way to kind of make it so it can be shipped in a box if needed,
right.
And can be easily put together. And so that's a really fun project that I've been working on, just to see how all of these pieces go together and kind of more of like a, not a Lego design, but kind of just like a build design that we could send somebody home with instructions and they could make it at home.
That's
especially
cool.
Because some these equipments can be pretty big. Like, they can be like very large, and so if they need to bring it from one house to another or need to bring it from school versus home, being able to unpack them and break them down would be really helpful. And so that's a really cool project that's going on the workshop right now.
Right, and that makes a lot of sense because these standers, they sort of look like a box that is very, very sturdy, but the child will stand in this box with the support all around them. So they could be pretty cumbersome and pretty clunky.
Right.
But that makes a lot of sense, being able to break them down and move them around. That's great. All right. Mia, what sort of project stands out for you or family or experience?
One of the projects that I've been working on recently is it's called a Wild Things toy. So it's a Power Wheels car, essentially, yes. that some of our builders have taken and rewired to a joystick that's comparable to one on a power wheelchair.
Right. It's like a miniature power wheelchair.
Yes. That's exactly what it is. And so I've been actually, even though I came from sort of the art side of it, I have been designing the insert for the child to actually sit in, because you kind of have to use the cardboard to prop them up and give them armrests, and so it really does mimic a power wheelchair. Right. And we had one of the families came in, and we had this little boy sit in this chair, and he had never used a power wheelchair before, and he was just sort of pushing the joystick around. He was moving around the room, and he was like slowly. You could watch him trying. You could watch him figuring it out.
Yeah.
And it was really like the parents were so happy. Everybody in the workshop was just like, oh my gosh, this is gonna work.
And this is probably one of the first times this child could move independently.
Yes.
That's amazing.
And that was huge. The parents were like, oh boy, we're gonna have to chase him around the house now. But it was really an amazing feeling watching him discover his own independence.
Wow, that's so powerful, both of those stories. Well, I can't thank you enough for lending your time and your talent to adaptive design, and I wish you both the best in your careers going forward, and I know that you will carry our message of independent living and the independent living philosophy forward in whatever you do, and just thanks for everything.
Thank you.
Thanks for being here.
For more information on how you can support Arise, visit our website at ariseinc.org. Support Arise. Support independence.